Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Bishop David Maxwell. He's the pastor of the Eliezer. Do I have that right? Eliezer Temple Church?
Yes, Tony, you have it right.
How are you, Bishop?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Wanted to make note to you that you and I, the last time we talked, we were talking about how it isn't fair for some children to try and get the take advantage of the education opportunities that they have, because it's hard to worry about your schoolwork when you're hungry. Well, we were talking with a Brian Van Dorn from the Michigan Department of Education today. There's a summer food service program where they're looking for sponsors, schools or kitchens or whatnot. So there are other folks who are looking to make sure that these kids not only eat when they're going to school, but even in the summertime.
Yes, that's wonderful, and I think it takes a collaborative effort of all elements, both faith-based, community-oriented, governmental agencies, as well as each person looking out for one another. I think it's more than just one person's problem. It is a community problem, and I think Lansing is a great community that steps up to the plate in these kind of instances.
Well, stepping up to the plate and feeding people is something that we're trying to partner with the Church of Greater Lansing, which is a group of more than 40 churches which are getting together for a food drop. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Church of Greater Lansing is sponsoring its fourth. I think this is the fourth food drop that we've had. Our first one was at Eastern High School. As a matter of fact, we had two at Eastern High School, and then last year we were at the Holt High School. And we will be at Holt again, sponsoring that on the, I think it's the 25th. And it is going to be a 25th of February. It's going to be a grand event there at the Holt High School. These 40 churches have collaborated together, collected funds during the holiday season, which is the standard time, or which is a good time to express thanksgiving and to express charity. And they combine those funds together to purchase enough food to feed over 2,000 families. And it is going to be a grand event.
All right, people who want to take advantage of this, go to trinitywired.com and you can get more information. Bishop Maxwell will be talking with you more about this. Thanks so much, sir.